This is Alive with Joseph.
Glory to God. Do me a favor tonight. Announce to 5 people. Say to them, all your things are now ready. Now, if you believe that, give the Lord your praise. Please, you may be seated. Amen. I'm going to pick it up from where I left it off last week, Wednesday. Then we're going to pray. We have a lot of time to pray tonight. I want you to push certain things out in the realms of the Spirit. Amen. The Bible says our key from our foundation scripture for this journey has been Luke chapter 14, verse 16 to 17. I read the NKJV translation. It says, then he said to him, a certain man gave a great supper and invited many and sent his servant at supper time to say to those who were invited, come, for all things are now ready. So your Father has fully prepared salvation, grace, and all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ. And it is only requiring human acceptance. It requires human acceptance. It requires human acceptance. When you read that story further, which is our foundation scripture, one of the things you will notice is that, you know, those who were invited did not come. Those he invited to come, they refused to come. Those he asked to come and receive what is ready, they refused to come. Now understand that salvation is an invitation that God has given to you and I for elevation. Salvation is an invitation for provision. God has given to us salvation, and that salvation is an invitation to the things that are now ready. Salvation is what God has given to us as an invitation for everything that is now ready. The same way Jesus invited those people in that parable, salvation is our invitation to all the things that are now ready. Jesus speaking in Matthew chapter 11 verse 28, he said, come to me all you who have labored and are heavy laden. He said, I will give you rest. I will give you rest. So coming to God is an invitation to rest. That is, no matter what you are looking for in life, it is available in God. It is available in God. It is available in God. That is, before God gave you an invitation, he has already provided for you all that is ready. He has already provided for you all that you need. Before he invited you over, he made provision for you. It is not when you came that he is now shocked and don't know what to do with you. Before you and I arrived at the scene, before you came, what will handle your issues was already on ground. What will take care of your matter was already on ground. And I pray for you today, even as you have received the invitation of the Almighty God, may elevation be your portion in the name of Jesus. I say, may elevation be your portion in the name of Jesus. Our Heavenly Father speaking in Isaiah 45 verse 19, the latter part of it, he said, I did not say to the seed of Jacob, seek me in vain. I declare again tonight, you have not sought the Lord in vain in the name of Jesus. I say, you are not born again for vain in the name of Jesus. You are not born again for nothing in the name of Jesus. You are not born again for shame in the name of Jesus. I declare tonight, as your amen will thunder, the God who invited you and has made provision for you, may your provision be allocated to you without anything missing in the name of Jesus. I pray for you today, all your things that are now ready, receive it in the name of Jesus. I say, receive it in the name of Jesus. If you believe that, give the Lord your praise tonight. Hallelujah. Now we began to look at the story of the prodigal son. Let's go back to Luke chapter 15 verse 12. The Bible says, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. Give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided to them his living. That is, it is in God's ability to provide. It is your responsibility to take. It is in God's ability to provide. It is your responsibility to take. The elder brother was aware that his father was rich. He was aware of all that his father had. He was aware that his inheritance was available, but he was waiting for the father to give him what has already been given to him. The elder brother was waiting. He was waiting. He did not take responsibility to take what is available for him. He did not take responsibility to take what his father has given to him. And many of you are aware. You are aware of what God has done for you, but you are not taking what you are aware of. Many believers are aware. They are fully aware of what God has done for them, of what redemption has done for them. You know, one of the challenges with the Christian world is, you know, we only celebrate redemption when it is Easter. And yet, redemption is not for Easter celebration. Redemption is for everyday celebration. Because redemption, salvation, reminds us of everything that Jesus has done on our behalf that is available for us to take. Amen. So many of you are aware of what God has done for you, but you are not taking taking what you are aware of. The elder brother, even though he was aware, he was not taking. He even became offended that his father did not give him. Why should the father give you what he has already given to you? Why should the father give you healing when he has already given you healing? Why should the father give you breakthrough when he has already given you breakthrough? Why should the father give you an inheritance when he has already given you an inheritance? And that's why I've taken the time, the whole of this month, to teach you on fatherhood and also teach you on sonship, so that you understand that as a son who has a father, you have an inheritance. I pray for you in the name of our Lord Jesus, your inheritance of glory, receive it in the name of Jesus. I say your inheritance of testimony, receive it in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise if you believe that tonight. The elder brother even became angry with his father for not giving him what he has already given to him. And the word of God tells you and I, Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who had blessed us. Heart is past tense. Who had blessed us. He is not planning to. He is not intending to. He had blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 to 4, according as his divine power had given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, that through the knowledge of him who called you to glory, he called you to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you become a partaker of divine nature. Ayanamara. And by this divine nature you escape corruption that is in the world. Oh, they say petrol will cost 100 rand. You escape corruption that is in the world. They say, you know, things are not available. You escape corruption that is in the world. They say everybody is dying of disease. You escape corruption that is in the world. Why? You have the divine nature. You carry the divine in you. I prophesy over you. Let your divine nature be activated in the name of Jesus. I say, let it be activated by this knowledge in the name of Jesus. Let it be activated in the name of Jesus. I declare as a bird is as escaped out of the snare of the fowler, and the snare is broken. I declare tonight you have escaped death in the name of Jesus. You have escaped shame in the name of Jesus. You have escaped the corruption that is in the world in the name of Jesus. Ayanamarosete, your family has escaped lack in the name of Jesus. You have escaped sickness, deficiency, insufficiency in the name of Jesus. Thunder, I have escaped because I have divine nature. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Is that how you give Jesus your praise? Give him praise. He said we escape. Why? We are partakers of divine nature. Partakers. We have a part in the nature of God. Why? Because we are sons. We are not just sons. We are the beloved sons of God. Hallelujah. Then the father said to him, all these things you see, including the one your younger brother is enjoying now, has always been yours. It has always been yours. Put that verse on the screen for me. It has always been yours. All these things you find out in Luke chapter 15. All these things, it has always been yours. It is yours and will remain yours. Why are you not taking what is yours? Many believers will get to heaven and they will be shocked. They will get to heaven and be shocked at all the things that God made available to them on this earth that they did not take full delivery of. Hallelujah. They will get to heaven and be shocked. So the father said, it has always been yours. Even the one your brother is enjoying now, it has been yours. Child of God, don't die in lack when your heavenly father has made provision for all your needs to be met. Don't die in lack. Don't die in sickness when the deliverance of your body has been made available. Don't die in demonic oppression when you are seated far above principalities and powers. Hey, don't die. Don't die in satanic affliction when the Lord has raised you above the wickedness of the wicked. Hallelujah. And he said unto him, son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. Put and change another translation. He said, all that I have is your own. My son, the father said, you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. Thunder, everything my heavenly father have is mine. You know, the challenge is you're used to having fathers who don't have. You're used to having fathers who talk shop, he will not give you. So you're bringing your earthly father mindset to the heavenly father. You know, when a child grows up having a father who never gives anything, that child will never understand that all that his heavenly father has is his. That's why we teach you, so that we can readjust your mindset, so that you can understand. Now, your heavenly father is not your earthly father. You may not have even known your earthly father, but the father in the father of our Lord Jesus Christ, he is not like your earthly father. All that he has is yours. Deliverance is yours. Healing is yours. Restoration is yours. I didn't hear your loudest amen. I didn't hear your loudest amen. I didn't hear your thunderous amen. Thunder, all that my father has is mine. If you believe it, say amen to that. Hey! All that he has is yours. Glory to God. Didn't you see what the Lord said to us in the morning service? In the morning prayers? Did you see what he said to us in the morning prayers? He said in Isaiah chapter 40 verse 2, he said, TPT, he said, speak tenderly from the heart to revive those in Jerusalem. Proclaim that their warfare is over. Her debt of sin is paid for. This sounds like the new covenant. Her debt of sin is paid for, and she will not be treated as guilty. Prophesy to her. That's what I came to do tonight. Prophesy to her that she has received from the hand of Yahweh twice as many blessings. Twice as many blessings as your warfare. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Twice as many blessings as all that you lost. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Twice as many blessings as all the mockery they placed on you. Receive it in the name of Jesus. So he said to him, all that I have has always been yours. The debt of Jesus Christ is the payment required for the provision and supply God has made available to you. Hallelujah. Child of God, don't die in lack. Don't die in lack. Don't die in lack. Refuse lack. You need to change your mindset towards lack. Refuse lack. I've said to you the other day, you know, lack is not a, is not a, is not, how would I, how did I put it now? Is not a sign of spiritual maturity. Don't die in lack when your father has provided for you. Your healing has been paid for. Your healing, your forgiveness of sin has been paid for. Your restoration has been paid for. You are no longer required to die like Jesus died. Why? Because Jesus will only be crucified once and for all. And some of you, even you, you know, you even begin to say that, you know, I am like Job in my generation. My brother, keep quiet. You're like Job in your generation. Even Job. Jesus didn't die to make you another Job. Jesus didn't die. Hear me and hear me well. Jesus' death, burial, resurrection, glorification was not for you to be another Job. No. He didn't die to make you another Job. Let's even assume that you're another Job. Job's problem only lasted for 9 months. Why is your own 9 years? Only 9 months and it expired. And after 9 months, the Bible talked about dangerous restoration. Now, you're counting 19 years. The same story. You're telling us, you know the way Job suffered for the Lord. He didn't suffer for the Lord. And I hope you know, Job, the thing that happened to Job was he brought it to himself. My friend, you know better than Job. I say you know better than Job. Give the Lord your praise this morning, this evening, rather. So tonight I want holy anger for you to rise, a holy anger against that issue. Right? Let holy anger rise within you against that issue. Announce that Jesus' death was not for me to be Job. Refuse to be Job. Even if your name in the natural is Job, refuse to be Job. Amen. Hallelujah. Concerning the prodigal son, the Bible said it got to a point where no one gave to him. No one gave to him. No one gave to him. We can read that in verse 13 to 18. No one gave to him. The prodigal son teaches us so many things. And I'm going to explain them and we pray. No one gave to him. The Bible said, and not many days after the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country. And there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land. And he began to be in want. And when he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his field to feed swines, to feed pigs. And he would fain have filled his belly with the hogs that the swine did eat. And no man gave unto him. No man gave to him. And when he had come to himself, take note of those words, he said, how many hired servants of my father's house have bread enough and to spare? And I perish with hunger. I will arise. I will go to my father. And I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against thee and before heaven and before thee. He got to a point where nobody was giving to him. I pray for anyone under the sound of my voice. You have never had favor with human beings. You have never had favor with mortals. I declare that siege is broken in the name of Jesus. I said that siege is over in the name of Jesus. You are here. No one has ever given to you. The only thing they give you is trouble. I stand here today. I correct that error in the name of Jesus. I declare today that yoke is broken off your life in the name of Jesus. Whatever makes people look at you and they say to themselves, you are not the one to be favored. Ekupaka palato. I wipe that shame out. I wipe that mark off in the name of Jesus. No one gave to him. They looked at him and no one wanted to give to him. I declare you are here. Nobody has ever given to you. Nobody has ever given to you. They can give to everybody. Sometimes they are giving to people. When it gets to your turn, it finishes. When it gets to your turn, it finishes. In the name of our Lord Jesus, whatever makes it finish when it gets to your turn, I declare today that yoke is broken in the name of Jesus. I say it is reversed in the name of Jesus. Let your amen come like thunder. Hey, that identity is cancelled by fire in the name of Jesus. No one gave to him. No one. No one gave to him. Hey, how do you see someone suffering and you're not giving? Because there's a mark on him. And I pray for you. You will not waste opportunities in the name of Jesus. I say I reject waste for you in the name of Jesus. Whatever makes you squander access given to you, I cancel it in the name of Jesus. Some people, their character have squandered the access given to them. The reason why some people, nobody is giving to them, is because people give to them once and their bad character. So the enemy plagues them with bad character. With bad character. I was saying to my wife some time ago concerning somebody. I said, the reason why this person will never find help is because of the evil she's doing or he's doing to everybody. By the time you do so much like that, your name stays in their tongue and they put it in the ears of everybody. And as a result, nobody wants to help you. When they hear your name, they just say, ah, no. So nobody's willing to help. And I pray for you, may the mercy of God redeem you in the name of Jesus. I say, let the mercy of God redeem you. Anyone that is in such state, let the mercy of God redeem you tonight in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise if you believe that tonight. Hallelujah. Let me show you how the prodigal son undertook a journey of restoration. The Bible said, look at what he said to himself. Look at what he did. Number one, the Bible said he came to himself. Number one, he came to himself. He came to self-realization. Friends, self-realization is the key that propels you to take what is yours. He came to himself. He began to speak to himself. He began to do a retrospection. He began to do a retrospection that I am more than this. I am more than this. My father has more than this. My father's servant even lived better than this. Friends, you need to get to that place where you do a retrospection. I can't continue like this. This has to stop. That happened to us so many years ago. I looked at the church. The church was not growing. I gathered my wife. I said, no, something is not right. With all this anointing I carry. And destinies that should be saved is not coming through. And we took so many months. Every Friday, we meet for all-night prayers. The day the yoke broke, we knew. In corner session, we knew. Because that day is as if the whole hell was let loose. We had helicopters, police everywhere, hovering over the church building, where we were by corner session. They said no, that, you know, they were, I don't know what they said, they saw coming from this building, like fire, something like that. But it's the witches who alerted them. who knew, I and Amarada, that something has broken. Are we going to allow this church breakthrough? No, no, no. Are we? And the thing broke. We knew immediately. What I'm talking about now, it was like a raid. Helicopters everywhere. They came. No, we came out. They say, no, somebody called us. I think they said somebody informed them. And all of those stories. And afterwards, the church just opened up. It's as if the covering was just folded. Before you know it, that small place that we couldn't fill, we started having overflow. We started hiring tents to put outside. Before we know it, we moved to 106. Before we know it, we are here today. Before we know it, 3 services. Oh, before we know it, 4 services is coming. We could have been rubbing our stomach. Whatsoever gonna be. What goes up must come down, my friend. Some things go up and never come down. You force it to come down. We could have stayed there and been rubbing our stomach and say, well, you know, there are some places where the churches doesn't have to be big. Well, minus me. Praise God for those people who have that grace. I'm not despising them. Praise God for, but for me, no. There are destinies that has to be saved. Jesus had multitudes. Jesus had multitudes. When multitudes are touched, it becomes easy for Jesus to spread all over. Imagine all of you here tonight. Imagine all those online tonight, and you are receiving this fire. By tomorrow morning, you arrive at the marketplace. What happens? The place catches fire. But imagine if it was 2 or 3 gathered. Hallelujah. He came to himself. You need to come to yourself. Why is this business not moving forward? Come to yourself. Why is my marriage every time battle? You have become a battle axe. Every time battle. Amen. Even in the dream, your marriage is in battle. You come to yourself. He began to review everything around him. He began to review the decisions he has made in the past. Because it is in the place of review, you now know which decisions you ought not to make again. You now know what you must stop. If he didn't come to himself, he would not know what he will stop. Sometimes people stay and they don't take what is ready because they are not doing any retrospection. They are not able to see, what have I been doing that I shouldn't be doing? Came to himself. Some of you will need to finish this fasting, this fasting today, and enter into a time that tonight you tell yourself, my eyes will not see sleep. From 10 p.m. you sit and begin to review some things that has happened in the first quarter of the year. Review it. He came to himself. The next thing he did, he said to himself, I will arise. Number 2, you must arise. Thunder, I will arise. Thunder, I will arise. Thunder, I will arise. When he rose, his destiny manifested. I pray for you today as your amen will thunder between now and Sunday. The things that are ready enters your hands in the name of Jesus. As you rise, let your destiny rise with you in the name of Jesus. Everything that is ready for you, I declare tonight, let it enter your hands. Let it manifest in your life in the name of Jesus. I've discovered, friends, it is not possible to take what is ready without some spiritual violence. He said, I will arise. He said, I will arise. I'm not going to stay. I will arise. They said to the blind Bartimaeus, you know, keep quiet. He said, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. If he had kept quiet, he would have remained there. He refused to keep quiet. Some of you are too gentle. You are too gentle. And anytime you are gentle, you will never settle. He said to himself, I will arise. In the Bible, we have about 147 Bible verses talking about arise or to arise. Now, to arise means to be stirred up. To arise means to be awake and to prepare for action. Tell your neighbor, nudge them a bit. Tell them, wake up. Prepare for action. To arise means to be awake and to prepare for action. He said, I will arise. Spiritual violence is a requirement to take what is ready. He was stirred up. Because to arise means to stir up, to be stirred up. He was stirred. Are you stirred up enough to take what is ready? Are you stirred up enough? Are you, some of you right now, you are millionaires according to your destiny. You are millionaire. But you are here looking for 10 rand for bread of loaf, for loaf of bread. Or bread of loaf, whichever one it is. Sean, please. They are looking for a loaf of bread or bread of loaf. You know, whatever it is. And yet, in their destiny, they are millionaires. But because they refuse to arise, they refuse to be stirred up. Say, I will arise. I will arise. Thunder, I will arise. Thunder, I am awake and I'm prepared for action. Spiritual violence is a requirement. The man woke up. He woke up and decided to take action. I pray for you. Wake up in the name of Jesus. I said, take action in the name of Jesus. And that is what you have been doing today, fasting. Since the 5 a.m. prayers, you joined the prayer. What you have been doing is, you have been telling yourself, I am stirred up to take action. He said, I will arise. The Bible speaking said to us in Matthew chapter 11, verse 12. Matthew 11, 12, KJV translation. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence. And only the violent take it by force. The violent take it by force. That is, until you are spiritually violent, you can't take it. Aggression sponsors access. Aggression sponsors access. Aggression sponsors possession. Aggression is the platform for access. Until you are violent, you can't take. Some of you are too gentle. From the days of John the Baptist till today, the kingdom suffers violence. You don't take what is now ready if you're not going to be spiritually violent. Aggression is a sponsor to access. Warfare is what guarantees the welfare that has been provided for you. Without warfare, no welfare. Without warfare, no welfare. Listen, without warfare, no welfare. You go to the marketplace, it is warfare. That is why people break, they will take eggs, consult marabouts, bring eggs, and throw it at the door of your business place. And if you have nothing else you have thrown, by the time you arrive, they swallow you. Why men slept? His enemies, not his friends, his enemies came and sold towers and went their way. When you don't arise, when you don't understand that life is a battle zone. Listen, friends, there is no demilitarized zone when it comes to the journey of life. Warfare guarantees your welfare. And until you're ready to fight, you're not ready to possess. Hallelujah. Some of your business is not moving. You're not asking questions. You're just there looking. Like Luko said, just looking. Looking. Every day you wake up, you're looking. Business is not moving. You're looking. You've had the same goods in the last 2 years. Nobody has bought anything out of those goods. You have put sales 50%. Nobody bought. 90%. Nobody is buying. Those who are selling 110% markup, they are buying off everything. And you're not arising. You're not stirred up. When you do hair like this, you know, the one carrying the hair, they think she's a model. They'll think she's a model because of the way you do the hair. But you only do one hair for 3 years. And you think it's normal. You do nothing, say nothing. Morning prayers, you won't even join. You're sleeping. You say, you know, some of us are not morning people. You see, I'm laughing in 3D. You're not morning person. Life has not showed you. Continue not to be morning person. Continue. Early in the morning, I'm coming for prayers. I see women, older women, they are running. 4 a.m. And you're telling me you're not a morning person. Destiny will cage you.
5 a.m. you won't join. We are doing all things and not ready. You won't show up. Not you. You are here. Not you. I'm not talking about you. Yes. It's true. I'm not talking about you. You are here. You're not the person I'm talking about. The reason I'm telling you so that when you find them, you tell them. Not you. And I'm serious. Not you. Because you are here. And because you came, I declare all the things that are now ready, let it manifest in your life in the name of Jesus. And you that is online, I declare, let it manifest in your life as well in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Hallelujah. Warfare guarantees welfare. The reason why spiritual violence is required is because there are powers that has vowed that what has been paid for will not be experienced in your life. There are powers that have vowed, that have sworn that what has been paid for, your life will not enjoy it. But I declare over you today, that stronghold is broken off your life in the name of Jesus. Any stronghold in your life that is denying you what has been paid for, I command that stronghold to scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. I command it scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. I declare over you tonight, your miracle enters your life in the name of Jesus. Your expectation will not be cut off in the name of Jesus. Because you receive this invitation, I declare, may your life be 1,000 times better in the name of Jesus. As we march into the second quarter of the year, it shall be second quarter of testimony after testimony in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your highest praise tonight. You received, you honored the invitation online in the building. You honored the invitation. You honored it. Listen, you don't honor the Father, and the Father dishonors you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In the book of Genesis, chapter 13, verse 14 to 15, and the Lord said unto Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thy eyes. Lift up now thy eyes and look from the place where thou art, northward and southward and eastward and westward, for all the land which thou seest, to thee I will give it, and to thy seed forever. And in verse 17, listen to what God said to him. Arise. He said, I have given it to you, but don't sit there. Did you see the assignment? Responsibility. Arise. Walk through the land in the length of it and in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee. When I saw that, I screamed. Because often we stop at verse 15. But he said, after you have seen, I've given now. He said, arise. Walk through it. Tell your neighbor, arise. Yeah. He said, arise. Now, walk through the land in the length of it and in the breadth of it. God is saying to Abraham, yes, I have given it to you, but I also need your active participation. That is why I gathered you here so that we can pray. You coming here and receiving this invitation is your active participation. He said, arise, walk around it, take action, Abraham, take action, be violent in possessing what is yours. Why? Because spiritual violence is a major requirement for access to his promise. And that which has been provided for, listen friends, it is not within reach until you are spiritually violent. Violence in prayer, violence in your giving, violence in your confession, violence in your faith, violence in your approach towards spiritual things, violence in your fasting, serious spiritual aggression. It is a major requirement for possession. Spiritual aggression. And the Bible speaking in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 33 to 34, who through faith subdued kingdom, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lion, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, while valiant in fire, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Out of weakness, they were made strong. Out of weakness, they were made strong through the aggressive faith that they displayed. Out of weakness. Aggressive faith. Listen, friends. Aggressive faith is a believing faith. And believing faith is the faith that takes what belongs to you. I prophesy over you today, as your amen will thunder, whatever is yours, no mortal, dead or alive, shall struggle it with you in the name of Jesus. I said, nobody will struggle it with you in the name of Jesus. Whatever is yours comes into your hands in the name of Jesus. I declare over you tonight with the rod of higher authority, anything that says you will not see the manifestation of your testimony, you will not see the manifestation of all that is yours, I stand here. I clear them off the way in the name of Jesus. I clear them off the way in the name of Jesus. Whatever is standing between you and your prophecy, I clear them off the way in the name of Jesus. I declare tonight your time for a testimony has finally come in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. God promised Abraham and he said to him, walk around it, walk in the length and in the breadth of it. But one thing you will notice is, by the sacrifice of Isaac, it was paid for. When he offered Isaac, and the Bible said, you know, when he offered Isaac, that became the platform to manifest what God has already given. And the Bible said, the angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven a second time and said, I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendant as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand of the seashore. Your descendant will take possession of the cities of their enemies. And through your offspring, all nations on earth will be blessed. Why? Because you have obeyed me. Hey. God said to Abraham, I have promised your seed. I go beyond you. I promise your seed as well. I give them a special land. But there will be contention. When you read further, there will be contention for the realization of what I have promised them. That is, they will go into captivity, but after a while, they will come out. A Pharaoh shall arise with the power and manipulation of witchcraft. He will tie the people down. But it will take them to pray themselves out of it. It took a Moses, the appearance of Moses. And when the people cried unto the Lord. Listen, friends. They were not tied down ordinarily. Pharaoh tied them down with witchcraft. For 400 years. To the point where, instead of them to desire liberty, they were lusting after the garlic and cucumber that is in Egypt. Who sees garlic and cucumber as a luxury? Who does that? Jesus. For you to see that they were under heavy bewitchment. Who sees garlic and cucumber better than milk and honey? But for you to see how heavy they were bewitched. They were heavily bewitched. And that is why many of you, you are not coming into the things that you ought to come into. Because of heavy satanic bombardment. I pray for you today, by the blood of Jesus, you are totally delivered in the name of Jesus. Totally set free in the name of Jesus. They were bewitched. A Pharaoh rose that bewitched them. He took the appearance of Moses with a rod to stop the operation of the magicians over the life and the destinies of God's people. I come today with a rod of higher authority. Every magician that has vowed that you will not realize your testimony, I stretch my hands in the name of our Lord Jesus. I command them and their magic to catch fire in the name of Jesus. Today I take authority over soothsayers, over enchanters, over necromancers, over warlocks, over diviners, over invokers of dark powers. I command today whatever they have channeled towards your direction to derail you, I command it to catch fire in the name of Jesus. I command it to catch fire in the name of Jesus. Whatever that has been projected that is sitting on what belongs to you today, I command fire in the name of Jesus. I command them to fall by fire in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Hallelujah. When Moses appeared with the rod, the magicians of Pharaoh and the gods of Egypt gave way. Today, I have a rod that carries a higher authority. Why? The blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ. And I stand to declare, whoever is standing between you and the manifestation of prophecy, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I remove them from the way in the name of Jesus. I clear them out in the name of Jesus. You have been asking, you know, I've been hearing that God is moving at our life church. God, when will it be my turn? I came to announce to you, your turn has finally come in the name of Jesus. Your family's turn has come in the name of Jesus. The turn for your business to make profit has come in the name of Jesus. The turn for you to be employed has come in the name of Jesus. Your turn has come to be healed in the name of Jesus. Your turn has come to be promoted in the name of Jesus. Thunder, my turn has finally come. Give the Lord your praise tonight. All things are now ready, and all things are now yours. Hallelujah. Let me give you these two quickly. There are four powers, but I'll give you three. Ayina marada. There are things, powers that stand by the way, that destiny will not want to manifest what God has already said. Number one power that always will want to stand in the way is spiritual robbers. These are people who use means of witchcraft and voodoo to manipulate, to try to stop what belongs to you from manifesting. They raise diabolical altars, consult spirits of darkness to attack, to frustrate, to ultimately discourage you from pursuing. I shared with the team sometime, we were praying some time ago, how we have come here sometimes. The early days we started it, we moved in here. They would throw eggs on the door of the church. You see me pray like this, you don't understand. The things we're dealing with, the battles we're fighting every day. Witchcraft, real witchcraft. Because this place is a light that is shining all over the place. So the enemy is angry that finally light has come into a territory. Imagine if we're not prayerful. Our life church would have shut down. COVID was designed to shut down a life church. We moved into this place. We moved in September 2018. Trying to find balance in 2019. By the end of 2019, COVID arrived. And here you are, you have hundreds of thousands of rands to be paying every month. And there is nobody. You must know your God for the church to still be open. Instead of the church shutting down, it has grown. Actually, COVID became a blessing. Because what the enemy meant for evil, God turned it around. Without COVID, a life church wouldn't have been known. Without COVID, we wouldn't have grown. Without COVID, we wouldn't have gone into three services. The enemy meant it for evil. I don't know what the enemy meant for evil in your life. But I came here to declare, it has been turned around for your good in the name of Jesus. Turned around for your destiny in the name of Jesus. Turned around for your good in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Celebrate the Lord tonight. Celebrate the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Look at this scripture. I read it during the course of the Monday prayers. One of the morning prayers. Ayana kabara da balaba da da. Eli katuska panta labaru seteya. Esther chapter 1, chapter 9, verse 1. On the 13th day of the 12th month, the month of Adar, the edict commanded by the king was to be carried out. On this day, the enemies of the Jews had hoped to overpower them. But now the tables were turned. I don't know who you are. The tables are turned on your behalf in the name of Jesus. And the Bible said, and the Jews had an upper hand. And the Jews had an upper hand. NIV translation. And the Jews had an upper hand over those who hated them. Hey, they had an upper hand over those who hated them. They had an upper hand over those who hated. But now the tables were turned and the Jews got the upper hand. I came to announce over you, you have the upper hand in the name of Jesus. I say you have the upper hand in the name of Jesus. You have the upper hand over those who hate you in the name of Jesus. They meant it for evil. But I came to declare tonight, the tables are turned in your favor in the name of Jesus. It has turned in your favor in the name of Jesus. It has turned in your favor in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise. CEV translation, the same scripture. The first law that the king had made was to be followed on the 13th day of Adar, the 12th month. This was the very day that the enemies of the Jews, they have hoped to do away with them. They are hoping to do away with your business. Hoping to do away with your family. Hoping to do away with your marriage. But I came to declare tonight, according to the word of the Lord, but the Jews turn things around. I declare tonight, by the power of the Holy Ghost, I turn things around for you in the name of Jesus. Anyone planning to do away with you, I turn it around in the name of Jesus. They will not do away with your children in the name of Jesus. They will not do away with your business in the name of Jesus. They will not do away with you in that office in the name of Jesus. They turn things around. Things were turned around. Child of God, use your mouth tonight to turn things around. Use your mouth tonight to turn it around. Use your mouth. Turn it around. Ah, they entered into 3 days fasting. And by the reason of that fasting, they turned things around. I don't know who that is for. Things have turned around for you in the name of Jesus. So number one, spiritual robbers. Number two, and that's where I will stop tonight, mixed multitude, a.k.a. evil association. Mixed multitude, a.k.a. evil association. When you have evil association, you can't even enter rest. You can't see your dreams manifest. When evil association followed the children of Israel, a journey of 11 days become 40 years journey. Our father of faith, Abraham, until Lot was separated from him, he couldn't receive the marching order for the next level. The presence of Lot cost him a lot of trouble. There are people, when they hang around you, they become evil feet that has walked into your life. But I pray for you today, every evil feet that has walked into your life, messing up your destiny, they are just stepping on your life, stepping on your life. I command those legs be swept away by fire in the name of Jesus. I break those legs in the name of Jesus. I swept the feet out of your life in the name of Jesus. Thunder, every evil feet that has walked into my life, I command you to walk out by fire. Evil feet, a journey of 11 days became 40 years. Some of you, your journey has been elongated because of some people who walked into your life. They walk into your life, they elongate the journey. Evil feet. My friends, they are real. Walk into your life. Walk into your business. Walk into your organization. You have hired them. And you know, the wickedness of the wicked is we always have sentimental attachment towards evil feet. Akiri is my sister's uncle's brother-in-law. Continue. There are people, when they hang around you, they become a covering over you. They become a covering over your life. And as a result, destiny cannot find expression. I pray for you today. Every evil association, every wrong crowd that has gathered around you, every mixed multitude, a.k.a. evil association that has covered you, I clear them off in the name of Jesus. With my red eyes, I clear them off in the name of Jesus. I clear them off in the name of Jesus. Their assignment over your life, I terminate it in the name of Jesus. Every spiritual cobweb they have spanned over your life, camarada. Everywhere you turn is a roadblock. Everywhere you turn is a roadblock. Everywhere you turn is a roadblock. Today, Holy Ghost fire. I say Holy Ghost. I say Holy Ghost. Those that are around you, but they are there to cripple you. Those who have been speaking and your doors are closing. They are speaking. Your doors are closing. They are speaking. Your doors are closing. I don't know which mixed multitude is in your boat. Like Jonah. Like Jonah. They are rocking your boat, but they are sleeping. They are rocking your boat. They are sleeping. Today, every Jonah in your boat, I throw them out in the name of Jesus. As I throw them out in the name of Jesus. As I throw them out in the name of Jesus. Their association over your life or with you has stirred up turbulence for your journey. The journey you should have ended by now. You are still on it. Today, I deliver you in the name of Jesus. Be separated from that mixed multitude in the name of Jesus. I say, be separated from that evil association in the name of Jesus. Hey, evil association. Actually, you know, we grew up together. Excuse you. Evil association. You think Alive Church is where he is because I'm drinking tea, coffee. You know, I don't love coffee. Ha, my friend. That guy with is not fighting the same battle I'm fighting. So our journey is not the same. So our aggression cannot be the same. There are things that are real. You see, I'm just, you know, Pastor loves coffee. I'm just sipping, you know, espresso. If that's all I do, my destiny will become an express road. Stay there and be, you know, Jesus, he has armed you so that you can do the work. How can you carry the anointing and the enemy is oppressing you? Loaded with the Holy Ghost. You think speaking in tongues is for fashion? Some people can hear how melodious your tongue is. You're not singing a song with your tongues. My friend, that's not what the speaking of tongues is giving to. It's giving to you to wage a good warfare. So that you can declare things that the enemy cannot understand. Like you enter into your office, you announce the champion is here. You blast in tongues. So that whatever was planted over the night, so that it can be uprooted by fire. Rise on your feet, let's pray.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you were blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Ngokocha. Till next time, God bless.